When Jane Austen was a girl, novels were regarded as quite a suspect form, and in many houses, young women would not have been allowed to read them. So Jane Austen was lucky that her parents were quite liberal, and when a circulating library opened in Steventon, the local village, they became subscribers, and Mrs. Austen, Jane's mother, was actually paying in order for Cassandra and Jane to be able to borrow these novels. But the novel in the 18th century is a much more kind of fluid form than it becomes in the 19th century. You have letters, novels in letters. You also have the Fielding type of almost kind of picaresque novel. You have Robinson Crusoe, sort of the kind of novel that is imitating a memoir. A very great variety. The novel as we know it really only takes its mature form in the 19th century and has a lot to do with Jane Austen's innovations. She was very remarkable in the evolution of the novel and the English novel. And you can see in her work, she's drawing on lots of the different traditions. There's a tradition of the novel that comes through drama, and there's also a tradition of the novel that comes through letter writing. And in a way, Austen draws on both. And in Pride and Prejudice, you can see not only letters being used very judiciously, but also remarkable dramatic scenes where she creates this brilliant dialogue and has these marvellous situations.